Solomon was king over all Israel. These were his officials. Azariah, the son of Zadok, was the priest. Elihoreph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, were scribes. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was the secretary. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the army. And Zadok and Abiathar were priests. And Azariah, the son of Nathan, was over the deputies. And Zabud, the son of Nathan, a priest, was the king's confidant. And Ahishar was over the household. And Adoniram, the son of Abda, was over the forced labor. Solomon had 12 deputies over all Israel, who provided food for the king and his household. Each deputy had to provide food for a month in the year. And these were their names: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Decker in Maccas and Shalbim, and Beth-Shemesh and Elon Beth-Hanan, Ben-Hesed in Arabah. Soko was his in all.
Then Abinadab in all the hills of Dor, Tephath, the daughter of Solomon, was his wife. Baana, the son of Ahilud, in Taanach and Megiddo, and all Bethshean, which is beside Zereth and below Jezreel. From Beth Shean to Abel, Meholah as far as the other side of Jokneam. Ben Geber in Ram of Gilead, the villages of Jer, the son of Manasseh, Ashar in Gilead were his. The region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 60 great cities with walls and bronze bars, were his. Ahinadab, the son of Ithron, and Mahanai, Ahimazin. Barnard, son of Hushai, and Asher, and Gilon, Jehoshaphat, the son of Paruah, in Issachar, Shimei, the son of Elah, in Benjamin, Gaber, the son of Uri, in the land of Gilead.
Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand that is on the seashore in abundance. They were eating, drinking and rejoicing. Now Solomon was ruling over all the kingdoms, from the Euphrates River to the land of the Philistines, and to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provision for one day was 30 cores of fine flour and 60 cores of meal, 10 fat oxen, 20 pasture-fed oxen, and 100 sheep, besides deer, gazelles, roebucks, and fattened geese. For he was ruling over everything west of the Euphrates River, from Tifsa even to Gaza, over all the kings west of the river. And he had peace on all sides surrounding him. So Judah and Israel lived securely, everyone under his vine and his fig tree. From Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. And those deputies provided food for King Solomon and all who came to King Solomon's table. Each in his month, they allowed nothing to be lacking.
Also brought barley and straw for the war horses and baggage horses to the place where it was required. Each deputy according to his duty. Now God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind, like the sand that is on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the people of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all other people, known in all the surrounding nations. He also told 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. He told of trees from the cedar that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that grows on the wall. He told also of animals, birds, crawling things, and fish. People came from all the nations to hear the wisdom of Solomon. From all